So we're starting Gozel Eitzin, Sadik Gimel on the base. Okay? All right, who's reading?
Okay. I was going to pick them, so you can pick up your hand if you may call it. Okay. And Gozel Eitzin, one who stoles wood, the awesome
stoles?
Steals, sorry?
Stole. Okay, let's get our terminology clear. Gozel is what kind of stealing?
Broad daylight.
Right. Grabby. Right? Like, took it from your hands. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, what are Eitzim?
Planks of wood.
So I think the better term is let's use logs. Okay? Logs.
It seems like it's able.
Logs are good.
It's simple that way. Right? So you steal logs from a guy, and then what do you do with Asan Kalim?
And he makes a object.
Okay, now let's make it simple. Okay, let's make it simple.
Fashions a little wooden penguin.
Okay. Great. Baruch Hashem. But keep in mind, we don't want to be too. We got to be careful what we say about this, because you're gonna have that case in around about the Ravashi's thing about the Buchnai, right? Yeah. So for now, the point is that you can even say what would a kli be considered? A kli would be like what do you call it? Let's say a plank for a wall. It becomes part of my wall in the house. It doesn't have to be a chair. I'm telling it to you for a reason. Okay. Don't worry so much about. Point is that it's not log. You made it into something that's usable. Okay?
I like my
penguin. Semar. He stole wool. And he
makes clothes out of it. Yeah. Okay? So again, you just sheared your sheep. I come over and I take the wool from you. Then I take it home with me. And then what do?
Turtleneck sweater.
Turtleneck sweater.
He did it to a sweater.
Okay.
Mishalom Shazbin. Pays the worth that it was when he stole it.
Okay. Rashi.
Rashi says, Shalom Shastil, the May 8th of its summer, Enchai Lotzer,
Kalim.
The May 8th of its summer, the Enchai Lotzer, Lo Kalim, the Kane Bishop.
Shinoi. Okay, so that's this whole sukkah is about one topic only.
Shinoi.
Shinoi. Okay, Shinoi being the Kenyan. So what happened? So you returned back the money. The value of the logs or the raw wool. Okay, why? Well, it says, and you're not chayev to return that which you changed, because why? Because you're koneh through the shinoi, which obviously implies that when I steal something from, when I rob you in broad daylight and I take the thing from you, what have I not done at that point?
Acquired it.
It's not mine.
Well, the next part.
Amri.
Amri, so we said Amri ate it. So it's Amri Asan Kalim, so Kalim in. It's sort of like
Imri Aitsim Vasan Kalim in Shifan Lo. Okay, which means what?
If you turned it into a Kali, yes. Kli. Kali's also if you turn it into a Kli, then you do not have to then you pay for what it was worth originally, and you don't have to give back the Kli. But it would seem if he polished it, then he does have to return the actual polished wood as he...
Polished. We don't really polish wood. But you're saying the right thing. What does Rashi say? Sheepoy
Shayech Be'etzim.
Usisisa Bavana.
Ushnehan.
Ushnehan
Lashon Tikon Shemitakne Imachlika.
Okay, meaning what?
You spit it up and make it into... useful.
Okay, but what are you doing? You're doing like sanding
and
exactly, right. In other words, you're getting those logs into 2x4 form. Okay? That's your objective. You're getting the logs and turning them into 2x4s. Okay?
But I would argue that's
you need to do so the mission of what?
Only if you made it into a
kli, right? And shifan wouldn't be considered a shinoi, right? Smoothing it out, sanding it down, chopping it up into to make planks out of it would not be considered. Okay? Semer.
Semer Vasa. Got him and Lebanon Lo.
Okay. So same thing by wool, that if I took the wool and I made it into clothing, yes, right? But that would imply that if I just, for now, use it washing. If I just washed it, right, a lot, right, what would you say? Lo. Okay. Now, one second. So before we get to the stira, okay, I mean, this is, you have to, if you go in order of the Gemara, this is fairly logical, right?
Yes.
If I asked you right now, what's considered a change, right? If I asked you, if you have a choice, what would you say? Would you say, what? Well, you're already defining it, but correct.
Can you say if we define this?
Well, okay, no, you're right. In other words, you would say that, what have you done? You would say, okay, but before you even get to that point, you're right, that's the end point. But I'm saying what would take you down that road is that if I, there's a huge, there's, the average person would say there's a much bigger difference between going from log to 2x4 than from 2x4 to Cli. Because it's not just changing the function, you're right. But well, it's more than that. Not even just changing the function, what have you now done? Right, there's a new abstract identity. You can
bigger,
you.
Is a bigger jump from log to 2x4 than from 2x4?
No, 2x4 to chair would be a bigger jump.
Right.
Because what you would say is that I can now apply a new abstract identity to this thing. Okay, what? You know Hashem, right? That's very intuitive. So the Gemara is setting us up. The Gemara is purposely setting us up by saying the intuitive way to look at this is to say that if I had a choice to make, the Shinui would be, it would be much more. It makes sense to say the Shinui is expressed in making a Kli out of it, versus saying I'm sanding it down. Okay.
If you make a log.
New.
So, Ravino, and I'm going to bring you a stira that says, Gazel Eitzim Vishiva.
Anavim. Oh, sorry, Vishiva, right? So, if he stole wood, it did what?
He turned it into 2x4.
Good.
Avanim Vesit on stones, and he polished it. Semar Vesavino. Wool, and he cleaned it. Pishtam Vinaku, flax, and he purified it. Mishalam Kish.
So we got a big problem now.
What it was at the time.
Right, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. Okay, now for the sake of what we're going to be doing, let's focus only on the Eitzim / rocks. Forget Libun and Semer because the Gemara later on is going to take that separately. Okay, so for now we're going to our exclusive focus for this year and the next one is going to be on wood. Well, actually, just this one on wood. That's all we care about. Wood. Okay. Okay. Now, what about the logic of before we try to resolve this? What about the logic of this statement? How would you explain this one then?
Meaning without any.
Whereas beforehand, we're saying it's very nice to say mipi svara that why would you what's a shinui? A shinui is registers at what point?
When you can change some sort of.
When you change the shame of the object. But what's this side saying?
A shinui is just when you change the form of the object itself.
The form?
You do something to the object.
Do you mean this?
I would say you're
this.
The
erminu.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you would say that's the other extreme. Oh, okay. Awesome. So yeah. So what are you saying here? So you're saying what? So what's the other way to look at shinoi? To say that I've altered the object.
Yeah, right.
Physical modification of the object altered produces the shinoi. Who cares? Altered. Ah, so you would say, well, what would be a good nafkamina? So let's say I was carrying the log and I bumped up against the wall and I chipped the corner off the log.
Or you just chopped into little pieces.
Okay, I'm not sure what was wrong with my example, but okay, fine.
Maybe it's unintentional.
No, everyone would say what?
You have to pay back the money you stole it originally.
That it would be considered shinoi?
Yes.
Why?
It's down in value.
Okay, hold on. Okay, good. Okay. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe.
But were you coined it, or is it just that you would give it back plus the money that...
Well, the question is that registers as shinoi. All right? But in general, but Josh is right. The easy way to look at this side is just say that's the other logical way to look at shinoi, to say that it's through physical modification of the object, right? So you see the Gemara lays out very nicely for us the two extremes. Either you're going to tell me that it's what? It's an abstract. Shinoi is a tofes in the abstract, meaning there's a new shame that emerges in the object, and that's when it registers as shinoi. Or the other extreme is to say that I physically modify it. So if I start sanding wood, I'm modifying the wood. That's easy, right?
Wait, when we say shame, do we mean function?
The function is what produces the new shame. If it's a chair, since it's functioning as a chair, that's what makes it into a chair. Right. Read it the right way, which means what? Well, what he's going to explain. Right?
The Hadra. The Hadra, which is reversible. Shina D'Oraisa.
Okay, so the Gemara says, we're going to explain that in a second. The Gemara, Abaye's answer is, I'll tell you how to resolve the two things. It's basically that the Mishnah is talking about, well, say, the Brisa is talking about what kind of shinoi?
Irreversible,
which is what kind of shinoi? What? If I go from log to 2x4, that is irreversible, right? But if I go from
2x4
to Kli, that is
reversible.
Okay, so that's why you got to start thinking to yourself, what do they mean by reversible? Let's look at the case, and then you'll see why I said it's easier to understand it as like a plank in a wall than understanding it as like a chair. Yeah. But you go on the Gemara. Eight's in my son Caleb.
If he stole eight's in and he turned it to Caleb, eight's in
Mishupin. Okay, that they were already were what 2x4s.
Yeah.
Okay, Umayninu Nisarim. Okay.
Umayninu, what does that mean?
What do you think?
What's the case? Umayninu Nisarim, and what's the
Mishupin? Nisarim.
Oh, Umayninu, what's our rest about Nisarim?
Nisarim, which are plan?
He has planks.
He
has planks. I went to, you were holding 2x4s you bought from Home Depot. I come along and take it from your hand. Okay?
This is about our mission and device.
That's right. Right. We'll take it. Dishinoe Dahadar Lebraisa, who. Right, meaning that a Shinoe, that where it goes back.
Where it can go back to its original state.
Exactly. De'i by Mishalifle.
If he wants to unravel it or take it apart.
Right, so that's why it's easier to learn it's a case like a built a wall. So I build a wall, what happens? So I could just take the planks off the wall and put them right back to where they were. Right? No, but chair's not reversible.
You make a reversible one, like Lego.
No, no, but why would you say that? You're right. You could do that, but that's like a normal case. Normal case, that's why the Gemara is using planks, because what would I do with planks? I set them up in a wall. So now when you look at those planks in the wall, what would you normally say? You'd say that when they become part of the wall, they become part of the wall, meaning their identity is subsumed. They're no longer planks, they're wall. They're wall wood. What? But it's treating it like that. It's saying it goes by its function, like you said. And its function is no longer to be a plank, it is to
be a wall.
So then I would say that. I would say what? I would say there, that's reversible. Right? Because what can I do? I can take the plank off the wall. Okay?
You can take the plank out of the wall, but you can't take the wall out.
Right. Semer basam begadim.
No, you can take the black and you can take the
black. Okay.
No, read the rest of the Gemara.
Okay, fine. Sever Temerbasim Gadim took wall and made it bigger. Sever Tavoy, talk about
It's Sever Tavu. You're going to spin it into threads, okay?
It's already spun.
That's right, it's already spun. Sorry, correct.
It's already spun.
Now keep in mind, by Sever, there's two things involved. There's cleansing, and then after you cleanse it, what do you do?
Spin it.
Yeah. Okay.
The Shinoi, he made it, he changed it into a way which he could revert back to its original form, in spawn form. Who the Ibaya, if he wants, Satala, he could unravel it.
Right. The Kol Shekin.
The Kol Shekin Shina Deraisa, and the Kol Shekin Shina Deraisa.
Meaning that what? Meaning that
if he were to spin it, that.
Forget that. Forget, let's go back to the wood case. If I go ahead and take the raw wood and make it into planks, that's irreversible.
Yeah.
And that's
so
your
that
the
Raisa. That the jump between log and plank is greater.
Correct. That is correct.
Yes.
That midoraisa, there's a greater jump from plank, from a log, from log.
Than plank to plank.
Bingo. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense? Let's finish up the piece. Tanabara.
Tanabara and the Raisa is talking about.
Shinu Doraisa Ktani, but Shinu Dorabana Loktani. Right? Now, as an aside, that's not. One second. So, one question that's on the table is, why is an irreversible change greater than a reversible change? That's what you're asking?
No.
By definition.
But let me ask another question. But why is reversibility itself the shear of Shinoi? Why don't we answer that first? What's the relationship of the Durbana to the Raisa here? Okay? If you're Svara for the Shinoi Durbana is a good Svara, then you'll see why, in a sense, the Chazal are able to extend the Daraisa to the Durbanan, to build off of that. In these types of Durbanans, you're going to see like a natural evolution. You're going to see how Chazal can create an idea of a reversible Shinoi as being an extension. Not just because it happens to be the words are very similar, like reversible and irreversible. I mean, conceptually. Because irreversible sounds conceptually much different than reversible. So how does the Durbanan come off of that? How does the Durbanan build off of something that sounds so qualitatively different? In other words, there's no question a good step to take is that it's obviously the focus here is not on producing a new shame, but rather what are you doing? You're obliterating the old shame. That's clearly what the Gemara is pushing towards. The idea of irreversibility is to say that it's no longer what it was. Okay, fine. But let me ask you a question. But that's like a funny idea, because what I would say is, I'd say that it's true, but I'd say, why should that be the case? Because what I would argue is the first two possibilities in the Gemara make a lot more sense. If I'm going to judge a change in an object, and the object itself, right, I would look at it from a going forward perspective, meaning that, one second, it's gone from A to B, okay? But what's very hold on, let me just get my point out. What's very unique about this situation?
This way sounds more intuitive.
Why?
Because I can't get.
What are we trying to do? You're right. I'm saying if you just valued Shinui, evaluated Shinui as Shinui per se, then the first two ways that Gemara learning makes a lot more sense. But we're not worried just about Shinui. What's Shinui doing here?
Obliterating.
No, what's Shinui doing? Producing a Kenyan. Meaning, it's very interesting what happens. When I steal something from, if I rob you, okay, what happens to the status of the object right now?
It's a funny concept that exists in Zela.
It's still his. You gotta give it back.
Is it?
Yes, when you rob it.
Is it, what do you mean it's still his?
Meaning he is the owner of it.
Is he?
Not in Geneva.
There's a separate chiyuv that I. There's a separate chiyuv that I have to give it back to him. If there's a separate chiyuv I have to give it back to him, what does that tell you? What happened to the object?
So why do you need
One second. So just because I take something from someone, okay, in Gzela, does not mean I do what? I may have destroyed his bilus, but the act of Gzela itself does not produce a kinyan. What do I have to do to produce a kinyan? Because what's the Shinui doing? What's the Shinui doing?
I have produced this object.
It's exercising bilus on the object. That's what Shinui does. The shear of bilus is always about control.
That's my point.
Looking at Shinui, it's a simple point, but it's an important point. If you're looking at Shinui in the chefs itself, then the first way to learn the Gemara makes more sense. But if you're looking at Shinui as an exercise of bilus, well, then you can start saying things about it's no longer what it was. Because if it's no longer what it was, what can't I do now? I can't give it back because it's not the same thing anymore.
You can't give back the thing you stole because you don't have the thing you stole.
Because I changed what it was. Yeah. It's not that I made something new out of it. Something new is a din in the object. But when we're talking about exercising bilus over something, which is what Shinui really... Shinui to be kind of means...
You can only look at exercising bilus if you're looking at the past.
Good, exactly. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You do have to agree that in the Shinui that there's a production of... that there's a utility there. Notice, to say it's no longer what it was has to be expressed through utility. There has to be some utility change. You can't just say, like, I brushed some dirt off of it. Yeah. I mean, technically, I know you didn't. But I'm saying, technically speaking, that is a change, but I didn't really change it. Okay? So that's what Abaye is. That's what his shita is. His shita is that midoraisa, Shinui means exercise. Shinui kona means I'm exercising my bilus. And as it expressed through an obliteration of the former shame of the object. You can no longer say this thing was a log. It's not a log anymore. But we're looking at what it was, because that means it's now mine. Okay? So what's a durabana? The durabana should be easy. Because if you're telling me that what's required here is what? There's two things required by the duraisa. There's physical modification that results in some type of change in utility, right? What's the durabana? Durabana has to do what now?
It takes it just the utility.
Bingo. That's why it's a perfect durabana. That's why it's a perfect durabana. Well, taking a component. It's saying that as long as there's a change in utility, that's also considered a shinoi. But that's perfect because that extends exactly from the deraisa. The deraisa, its components are physical modification, but there must be some change in utility, right? Durabana comes along and says, as long as that change in utility exists, that's considered good. I want you to define, you know Ravashi's position, right? But here's what I want you to think about something else. Rav Ashi neglects to tell us something very important, which is, what's Rav Ashi missing? You know what? Rav Ashi says they're both what? They're both deraisas. Right. Yeah. Okay, forget the specifics. We'll do that tomorrow. But there's two problems in Rav Ashi. One is that you have to explain what do you need two deraisas for. That's a big no-no. But what does he do about...
But wait, it's his law show.
Another question you can ask, which we've shown him ask, which is, does he hold as a derabanan shinoi? It's a machlokas. I'll give you the sources tomorrow.